Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program in the South through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our listeners joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Well, if you're joining us on the radio side, you know, our first guest this afternoon was author Larry Holcomb talking to us about his new book. Normally during the second part of our program, we'll be talking about music, but we're actually going to be doing something a little bit different. We've all heard the saying, and I know you can probably finish it as I begin it, that nothing is certain but death and taxes. Well, we all know there's not too much we can do about death, but taxes are something that we can address, and there is help out there for us. In fact, that is what our next guest is here to talk to us about. Bernard McGee of My Legal Tax Solutions is on the program to talk to us not only about the business that he started, but why and exactly what's available out there for individuals and businesses who are having tax issues. Bernard, good afternoon and welcome to Conversations Live.
Good afternoon, Cyrus, and it's a blessing to be on your show. How are you doing today?
Doing really well. And, you know, this is a topic, and because of you, Bernard, we're going to start doing this, actually, I think, on a biannual basis. Because I think right before, of course, the tax season ends, I think this is great information. But also now, I think it's always interesting when we're going to the end of the year, if people are looking at their businesses and looking at what's happening with them, to be able to get their questions answered and to know what's available for them. Let's begin with you. How did the idea for the business, Legal Tax Solutions, come about?
You know, many years ago, back in the 90s, I worked for another tax company. And one day, I had an opportunity to take a call from a lady that was exceptionally distraught, so distraught that I managed to keep her on hold while someone called 911 in the state that she was in.
Wow.
Because of the issue she had with the IRS. And I must be honest with you, that actually changed my life. The company that I worked for was extremely large, and they had a division of former IRS agents, attorneys, tax professionals, people that had worked on Capitol Hill. And during that period of time, after that call, it impacted me so much that I realized there was so much knowledge on the other side of that wall that I wanted, and it was just something that I chased.
Yeah.
And I actually took a year off work, took a sabbatical to work under some of these people so that I could learn and get the knowledge necessary to be of service to people with tax problems. And so when the time came and we started this company, or I started this company, some of the very same people that I had worked for and with, we're now a team, and we work to help people that have tax problems and also to structure themselves to do some damage control for the future.
And I think that's one of the great things, what I was going to say, Bernard, that's great about the business is that you have brought in people who can deal with these particular issues that come up, especially in dealing with the IRS. To be able to help individuals out there. We're actually going to be sharing with our listeners a little bit later in the program how they can actually get a free consultation. It was normally almost a $500 value, how they'll be able to get a free consultation because of the services that you offer. But let's go back to that phone call because, you know, when you talk about events like this, I think we all have events in our life, Bernard, that happen. They really make us look at ourselves, look at the work that we're doing, look at the lives we're living, and wondering, is this the best place for me? Am I doing the most that I can do at this particular time with who I am and the time I have? When you got off that call and you started to look at yourself, talk to us about why it was necessary for you to start your own business. Because I think a lot of times some people would just say, well, I'll try to do what I can where I am. You took a bold step in saying, you know what, I know I can't do what I need to do here. I'm going to have to start something for individuals with this need. Talk to us about that decision.
You know, it wasn't something, it was, the impact was relatively immediate. But it's kind of like if you see someone that you know, has a heart attack or something, you automatically go into rescue mode. But the full impact didn't hit me until later. And it was something that kind of stayed with me. And at that point, I realized how much knowledge I did not have and how I was surrounded by people that did have the knowledge, and all I had to do was pursue it to get it. So I took that year off, as I mentioned, so that I could become fluent. And I actually now I have my PTI in and other things so that I can handle cases in front of the IRS as well. And I know you deal with a lot of authors, but I've got to tell you, I've co-authored two books that were co-authored for free that people could at the time go to our website, fill in their information, and download. And one was this audio CD. One was in print. And there was no cost for those books. Mm-hmm. It was to be of maximum help to those people. Now what we do is we'll give them, or I will give them, a free consultation. And the consultations take about 45 minutes or so. Because in order to get to the root of the problem, it's not a five-minute situation. You have to find out all of the different causes, what can be done, the best route of action to be of maximum service so that the person can have some relief from the IRS. And then I assign cases to former IRS agents that I work with that have experience in those specific areas.
And that's what we're going to talk about here in a moment, exactly some of the issues that you're able to deal with, Bernard, through Legal Tech Solutions, and exactly who among our listenership will best be able to benefit. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Bernard McGee of Legal Tech Solutions. He's been sharing with us. I initially had asked him where the idea for this business came from. He was sharing with us a very personal story of an experience he had that really, I think, caused him to look at what he was able to do a little bit differently. Now he's been able to not only start this business but bring in professionals like himself that are definitely schooled in areas to be able to help people in dealing with the IRS and the pressures that can come with that. You know, we hear a lot about the IRS, Bernard. Normally it's around tax time, but I think – you know, we all can turn on any cable network, and you will hear these commercials about being hounded by the IRS. You know, are they threatening you? You know, those commercials are enough to scare you. When people do contact you with their problem, and you mentioned, of course, the consultation, what information should they have available at that time when they contact you to best help you be able to help them?
You know, the reality is all they need to do is make the call. If they happen to have a letter, that's great. If not, it's my job, by the time I get through talking to them, having done this over the course of 15 years, I can basically determine what type of problem they have, what's been done, and it's based off of a dialogue between the client and myself. And I can determine what's necessary based off the information that they give, and it's a matter of them being comfortable enough to talk to me, so that I can pull the information out of them. So I don't need them to have a folder full of anything, really.
Okay. All right.
You know, if they have a garnishment notice, there are certain reasons that the IRS will garnish a taxpayer. If they have a levy notice, there's certain reasons that the IRS will issue a levy. So it's a matter of me going through a myriad of questions to determine the best way to get them some immediate relief. Once that's determined, and they decide that they want to become a client, I assign a case to someone, and within an hour or two, they're contacted and they have a power of attorney. That's a limited power of attorney. It only allows us to deal with the IRS, and in a lot of cases, the state as well. From the moment they sign that and send that back, they no longer have to deal with the IRS or the state. They deal with the person that's assigned the case, and we deal with the IRS and the state for them.
Wow. Well, you can't ask for more than that. And, again, we're going to be giving out that website throughout our program. Again, for those that are just tuning in, we're speaking with Bernard McGee of MyLegalTaxSolutions.com. You can actually visit the website where we continue the conversation. To get some more information, again, it's www.MyLegalTaxSolutions.com. Bernard, I want you to stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about why this is something, though, that should not be ignored. There is help out there like what you offer through Legal Tax Solutions, but we all know, and in fact, one of the emails I had gotten about this segment is, you know, a lot of times people get these notices, but they also get these, you know, these bills from, you know, from hospitals, from a state from last year, and they tell them how much is accumulating, and they'll just put them in a drawer. We're going to talk about after the break why it's important to find the help that they need and not to ignore the warnings that they've been given. We'll talk about that when we come back, okay?
All right, great.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Excuse me. Is anybody sitting here?
My cousin. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
My cousin, but she's on the dance floor.
No, that's okay. I can stand.
No, please sit down.
Thank you.
I'm Cassandra Whitmore.
I'm Nick. Nick Hart.
It's nice to meet you.
In Alvita Thomas's new novel, Married in the Nick of Nine, Cassandra Whitmore has it all. But what she really wants is a husband, and she wants to nab him before her 30th birthday. Her determination pays off when she meets Nick Hart. He is everything she could have hoped for. There's only one catch. He lives in New York. Cassandra falls in love and makes the move, but soon discovers there's something rotten in the Big Apple.
Here's what readers are saying about this summer's hottest new novel.
Married in the Nick of Nine was a fantastic book. Once I started reading it, I couldn't put it down.
Anybody who is a reader must get Married in the Nick of Nine.
It was amazing. I loved it. I would buy it again, and I'm definitely going to give it to my girlfriend.
Married in the Nick of Nine, available now on Amazon.com. Visit marriedinthenickofnine.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with Bernard McGee of Legal Tax Solutions. He's been talking with us a little bit about the services that he offers. And, of course, this is dealing in particular with the IRS. And if you're having those problems, Bernard, as I mentioned, you know, a lot of times people will get these notices, and they'll simply ignore them. They'll think, okay, well, if I don't acknowledge it, it'll go away. Why is that not the right procedure to take, and why is it so important for them to pick up the phone and make the call to Legal Tax Solutions to find out exactly what's going on with them and their situation?
Well, let's say, for example, you know, with the economic climate being the way that it is right now, there are people that need to claim more deductions than, let's say, they're entitled to, or more, you know, phantom people in their household, just in order to put food on their tables because of the economic situation. Now, at the end of the year, they'll owe. But again, they still have to feed their families. Now, when the IRS gets wind of this, and they'll send a letter saying you owe X amount of dollars, you know, after you filed your return, they'll send you a letter. If you don't respond to it, and they send you that levy notice or that garnishment notice, they only have to send you one letter before they go to your job or to your bank and clean out your bank account or take 25% of your paycheck. So it's important to respond to it or have a professional respond, because I've had a lot of clients that have typically tried to call the IRS themselves to work out something, not realizing that the IRS is basically a bill collector with a gun and a badge and government sanction. And we, as people, when we deal with people in authority, we want to try and please them. So we'll ultimately agree to, let's say, for an example, set up an installment agreement that we really can't meet. So that's where we come in, because we will take a look at what your financial situation is. I will sign a case to a former IRS agent. Now they're dealing with one of their own. And we can go in armed with the facts of what you can do and be able to get something that you can live with. as opposed to you calling and letting them, let the IRS dictate terms to you.
Yeah. And I think that's a big difference. And I think, too, I mean, that's why it's so important to know where to turn. And that's why I'm glad that you were able to come on to kind of talk to us about this. So, again, you know, for those that are just tuning in, again, the website to go to is mylegaltaxsolutions.com. And that's where you'll be able to get this information. But once you go to the website, you'll notice that there is a number for you to be able to call for a consultation for free. So let's start there for a moment, Bernard. Let's talk about our listeners that are tuning into this conversation. We have already, and my producer Jeff and I have been posting on Facebook and Twitter today about it. Let's say they contact you for the free consultation. You've already mentioned, of course, they don't have to have a whole lot of information, that's really, you know, if they decide to take your services, that's what you will be there for. But talk about what they can expect during that consultation.
Well, first of all, all of the consultations are given by me personally. I do have a couple of assistants that will line things up, but typically I am on the front line by choice. Does that mean I work a lot of hours? I'm blessed to be able to. But when they call, it's a matter of us having a conversation. Like I said, it's going to take about 45 minutes or so for me to determine what's necessary, let them know what they can expect, and more importantly, be on point with what the result will be based off of the information that they give. And any of your listeners, Cyrus, that call will get a 20% discount if they decide to become clients of ours.
Okay. All right. So they definitely want to make sure they mention Conversations Live in that case that you heard the interview there. And Bernard, you know, when you talk about, of course, you being on the front line, you do have a great team that's able to work with you and that, of course, you know, is definitely well-versed in the matters that our listeners will be dealing with and calling in about, of course, dealing with the IRS. You know, let's talk about the reward that you feel by offering this, by being able to offer these consultations to individuals, by being able to give people some hope when they feel helpless. What does that do for you personally? I mean, and then, of course, comparing it to where you were with that phone call we began the conversation with, how does this help you along your own path, knowing that you're helping people this way?
You know, Cyrus, now you're catching me in a different type of area because it's an inside job. It's a spiritual job. All right, it's something I get on the inside, being able to be of service, of maximum service, and to help someone. Even those people that call that, let's say, the way I look at it is if someone calls here and they owe $2,000, well, a lot of companies won't even take their call. But I look at it, if $2,000 is a lot of money to you, then it's a lot of money. You deserve the same amount of time necessary to go through the consultation. And typically what I will do is tell them exactly what to do so that they can call the IRS and resolve it themselves.
Mm.
But it's fulfilling. And that's what's most important, being able to be of service and to help.
And I don't think we could ask for any more than that. I don't think we could ask for any more than knowing that the work that we're doing matters, not just for us personally, but for the people who we're involved with. And then I think, you know, the work that you're doing, you know, I can only imagine, you know, the testimonials that you get from individuals who tell you how you change their life. Because, we hear the stories all the time on the news, people taking their lives because of issues dealing with taxes. I mean, people, you know, just feeling there's no way out, feeling as though they're just, you know, they're slipping into this hole that they can't climb themselves out of. So to know that there are services like yours available, Bernard, where they can not only be able to get help, but also see a relief. I think, you know, there's definitely nothing better than that. Again, you've been listening to Conversations Live. Bernard McGee has been joining us of Legal Tax Solutions, talking with us about the great work that he's been able to do. The website, again, to find out more information and also to see how you can get your free consultation is www.mylegaltaxsolutions.com. Again, that's www.mylegaltaxsolutions.com. And, Bernard, you know, for you, I mean, as you're, of course, having this conversation with me, you're also having, of course, with our listeners here, what would you want them to know about the importance not only of knowing where they really stand with the IRS, but why it's important to just begin with the decision to make the call?
First of all, not making the call, getting a letter, is like putting your head in the sand. It's not going to go away. It's only going to exacerbate itself, and it will become worse. The last thing I think any person wants is to go to the ATM machine, find out that there's no money in there because the IRS has taken it, or go to on Friday to get their paycheck and find that it's been reduced by 25% because the IRS has garnished their wages. And there are a lot of employers that once your check has been garnished will ultimately let you go because they don't want to deal with the IRS, and a lot of employers will have a fear that the IRS will now want to look at their books and more of their employees. But most importantly, if you nip it in the bud in the beginning, you can go and you can live your life without that hanging over your head.
Right. And that is the key. In fact, I want to just read directly from the website, Bernard, one of the statements that really stood out to me. When life circumstances land you in a position where you need IRS tax representation firm, you can trust Legal Tax Solutions for ethical, affordable, effective tax relief. And really focus in on that part about life circumstances, because this could happen to any of us. We hear about celebrities all the time running into problems with who? The IRS. So it's not just something for a certain group of people. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's something that can happen to everyone. But there's nothing like knowing that there's someone who's there to fight for you, to work with you. And that is exactly what Bernard is sharing with us here. Again, everyone, Bernard McGee. The website, again, is www.mylegaltaxsolutions.com. As Bernard mentioned here, for our listeners here through Conversations Live, make sure you do mention you heard the show here on Conversations Live, and you'll be eligible for that 20% discount that he mentioned here. Bernard, we appreciate you doing that. I know our listeners do it well, and this is also a national business, too, so don't feel like you have to live in a certain part of the United States to benefit from this. This is something that's available for the entire country, so we definitely recommend you being able to go to someone who's caring, who's knowledgeable, and who is there to work on your behalf. So, Bernard, thank you so much for sharing with us this afternoon, and we wish you nothing but continued success, and we'd love to have you back, so feel free to come back to be with us again.
And I'd love to be back on your show, Cyrus. You have a blessed day.
All right, you do the same thing. Now, if you missed any part of the conversation with Bernard, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. You can find the link there. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's available already on both of those places. Just hit me up at facebook.com/CyrusWeb. That's C-Y-R-U-S. W-E-B-B, and of course the same thing on Twitter, at Cyrus Webb, that's C-Y-R-U-S-W-E-B-B. You can just click on that link. You can listen to the replay. Definitely this is one you want to share with your family and friends. Let them know what's available for them so that they can be able to make decisions that will be able to benefit them. And then, of course, I'd be able to give them some relief if they're dealing with the IRS. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side, in a few minutes after the break, you'll be listening to our quick and easy cooking tip from our resident chef. For our online listeners, I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast for the primetime edition of Conversations Live. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.